You're listening to Central Time. I'm Rob Farah.
And I'm Veronica Rickert. Gun control is back in the spotlight after advocates, or rather activists, and Democratic state lawmakers yesterday called for universal background checks on all gun sales in Wisconsin.
Among those calling for the introduction of a new law is State Representative John Richards, Democrat from Milwaukee, the 19th Assembly District. Representative Richards, welcome to the show.
Great to be with you today.
Well, federal law currently requires background checks for guns purchased from federally licensed dealers. What are you looking to change here in Wisconsin?
Well, we're looking to make sure that all gun transactions go through a background check to make sure that violent people can't get guns, that people who are mentally ill can't get guns, that people who have a judicial order on them for domestic abuse, for example, can't get a gun. And right now we have too many instances where people are able to get around the law and go online or go through a private sale and buy guns and really create harm and sometimes kill people. Now, I got involved in this issue a couple of years ago when some neighbors of mine had a son who was involuntarily committed for a very bad bipolar disorder. And when he got out, he was able to get a gun. And unfortunately, he committed suicide with it. And so after that, we worked together with Democrats and Republicans, and we actually passed a law to make sure that mental health records become part of the background check when we're looking at a gun purchase. And we worked in a bipartisan way to get that done. I'm very proud of that. Then a couple of years ago, we had an issue where a man in Milwaukee County had been abusing his wife for many years. She finally got the courage to go in and get a domestic abuse restraining order. And after she obtained that order, which prohibited him from getting a gun, he went online, purchased the gun, went to where she worked and killed her and two of her coworkers. It was a very terrible incident and something that could have been prevented if we would have had the background check law in place. And so the background check law says that if you're a seller, you can only sell to someone after you've completed a background check and made sure that a person is not someone who's under indictment for convicted of a crime, punishable by imprisonment for more than a year. If you're a fugitive, if you're an unlawful user or addicted to a controlled substance, if you've been adjudicated mentally ill, or if you're subject to a court order restraining him or her from stalking or threatening someone or intimidating someone.
Is this a law that's on the books in other states?
These are all, and all those restrictions are currently on the law in Wisconsin today. So we're not adding any new restrictions. We're just saying people need to follow the law. So what's interesting is that Missouri did away with their law requiring background checks on guns. And there's actually been quite a bit of research on what happened there. What they found was a 23% increase in the firearm homicide rate in Missouri since they've had that law, since they lifted that law. So we now know that when you have these laws in place, they prevent crime, and when you lift these laws, they actually, unfortunately, increase the amount of crime and murder that you have in a state. And
Representative Richards, do other states have these kind of background checks in place?
Oh, sure. I mean, for example, Colorado just passed a law recently, and you know what they've seen in Colorado over the last 6 months is they've had almost 70 instances of just in the last 6 months of stopping people from getting guns who shouldn't have had a gun. So they're certainly in place in all around the country. And this has been a federal law for a long time. And what we're just saying is that if you're a federally licensed firearm dealer, people obey the law. And the vast majority of gun owners in Wisconsin are responsible, law-abiding people. The vast majority of gun sellers in Wisconsin are law-abiding and follow the rules. And there's a tiny percentage out there who don't follow the rules, unfortunately, and sometimes that really creates some problems and with tragic results.
There are a lot of people maybe suspicious of this kind of law, worried about slippery slope, don't want to see Wisconsin take on any more kind of gun restrictions. What do you say to them, in particular people in the Republican Party who have a say on whether this comes to a vote?
Well, we aren't adding any new gun restrictions. What we're saying is that for the gun restrictions that we have in place, let's enforce those. And so don't let people get around the laws that we have in place today just because they can go online and purchase the gun or purchase the gun at a private gun show. So we're not adding a single new restriction. What we're saying is that if you're going to buy a gun, do it by the rule and go to a federally licensed firearm dealer.
And this is symbolic legislation, isn't it? The Republicans control both houses of the legislature. They're not going to take this to a vote. Why introduce it?
Well, it's been introduced for many months now, actually for more than a year. And what we talked about last week was a series of petitions that we got from more than 15,000 Wisconsinites who want to make a change in this law. But we're still holding out hope that we're able to reach across party lines and get some results. You know, we just in the last few months, we've had some great bipartisan public safety wins. For example, we were able to pass a law allowing the city of Milwaukee to use a technology called ShotSpotter, which allows the police department to track where gunshots are coming from. And also the assembly passed legislation to facilitate firearm surrender when in a domestic abuse setting. And so I think those are great steps forward and will definitely improve public safety and something that shows that Democrats and Republicans can come together to get things done. And that's what we're trying to press certainly these last 2 days in the legislative session.
Have you heard anything from your Republican colleagues in the assembly that suggests they might be open to this?
Not yet, but we're continuing to ask. And, you know, one of the things that's frustrating is that this bill hasn't even received a hearing, much less a vote. And I think given the incredible public support this bill enjoys, where the polls I've seen show that roughly 80% of Wisconsinites support this idea. It sure seems to me that the fair thing to do would be to give it a hearing and bring it up for a vote, and let's vote on this. And let's politicians know where they stand on this.
Speaking of voting, this is an election year in Wisconsin. There's a race for governor, a race for the assembly and the Senate, and the race for attorney general, which you're participating in. You're one of the Democratic candidates. Do you think something like this measure to require to expand background checks for gun purchases in Wisconsin is something that might be an election issue in any of those campaigns?
Well, sure. I mean, we in my race for attorney general, we've certainly been talking about it. And, you know, there's a clear difference between my approach and the Republican nominee's approach. And, you know, we're going to have a strong debate about this. But I'm no matter where I go in Wisconsin, whether it's in Kenosha or Eau Claire or La Crosse or Manitowoc or Green Bay or Milwaukee or Madison, this is something that people really agree with and think that it's something that we should be doing. I've worked very closely with even members who are members of the NRA who are gun enthusiasts, and they agree with this. And you know, most notably, the brother of that woman who died at the salon in Brookfield a year ago or 2 years ago, when her husband, who was an abuser, who had a domestic abuse restraining order on him, was able to get a gun when he shouldn't have gotten one.
Would this really keep the guns out of hands of people who shouldn't have them? The case often is this just makes life harder for law-abiding gun owners. They have to go through more hoops to get firearms, and people who want to commit crimes are going to find the illegal guns one way or another.
Well, that's never an excuse we hear when we're talking about other statutes that we pass dealing with crime. You know, we should be doing everything we can to stop these incidents from happening. And a good, strong law in place can stop these incidents from happening. And if we can save lives with this, and we will save lives with this, we should pass this law and make it the law of Wisconsin.
You represent Milwaukee currently. Is this a particularly important issue for your part of the state?
Well, it's an important issue in every part of the state. Certainly our police chief has been very vocal about this. He thinks that's important for public safety, but I've talked to police chiefs around the state who agree that it's important for public safety in their communities too.
Representative Richards, thank you so much for joining us today.
Great to be with you.
That was State Representative John Richards, Democrat from Milwaukee.